So we drove up to the hotel in the police car.
Is that right?
And we stayed, I think, 4 days there. That's all you'd want to. It's just a sightseeing resort, that's all.
Yes, ma'am.
With Indian attractions, you know. And I've been to the Grand Canyon and the Niagara Falls. And, well, I've been around, but for a poor little country girl, I've been around enough. I love San Francisco, though.
Really? Did you spend much time out there?
Oh, I've been there 4 times.
Really? I guess you did like it.
I liked it. Well, the atmosphere was cool, and I don't know, there was so much to see, and it was so pretty with flowers that I really enjoyed it. And then, too, we have a young lady that my grandmother had raised living there.
Yes, ma'am.
And so she made it very attractive.
Did you do most of your traveling for vacation? Or?
Yes, vacations.
Like
with my mother. Until she passed away.
I see. Do you remember the house that you grew up in?
70 Dolphin Street.
70 Dolphin Street.
Up over the store.
Is it still standing?
Yeah. Maxie's.
Maxie's.
They went to dress suits and I think they're pawnbrokers. I don't know. Of course that location's awful now. But at the time we lived there, Hamill faced Dolphin Street. And that was the largest merchandise store in the city. It was years and years. In fact, I was grown when they moved around and had interest on Dolphin Street. I mean on Royal. And Dolphin. See, they came, they had the back of the store, in other words, that was the men's haberdashery. And the other was the ladies and general merchandise.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
But they had a lease for 99 years. And when it expired, Mobile had begun to expand. And they closed, they moved out, I believe, to, yes, they did, to the, not the mall, the other place. Stringdale Plaza, and but they closed up and Holmes bought them out.
Yes, ma'am.
That was originally Hamill's.
I see. Do you remember what the house was like? What kind of rooms it had in it?
Our house?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It had a bedroom and a living room and another bedroom and then a, let me see what I'll tell you. A porch or a gallery or a, that's all the gallery. It went out a few steps into the dining room and kitchen. They were detached from the house.
What's that?
They were detached, the dining room and kitchen,
oh,
from the main house.
Oh. Why was that?
That's the way it was built. Many of the houses were then. Just like a, I think now you would call it maybe a breezeway. You know, it's just a passageway between.
Do you suppose that might have been done because of danger of fire?
No, I think it was just the way of building
just
it.
Just the way it was built.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So were there three big rooms then in the
house? Oh, yes. Three of the very large rooms. And then Dan says she had a store, and then what she called a wake room. That's where she made hats. And she had the machines and everything in there.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, like I say, this gallery or breezeway that you walked on, oh, it was as large as this. You walked on that to get into the dining room and kitchen. And upstairs over it was two rooms. Just the same as Dan says.
Yes, ma'am.
That was in the backyard.
I see.